story, a solemn story.
我要讲另外一个故事，一个很严肃的故事。
Some years ago, about 5 or 6 years ago, my father took ill.
大概几年以前，五六年以前，我的父亲生病。
It was a very serious illness, and the doctor said he would die in about 6 months.
病得很重，医生说6个月之内他就要死。
Our first reaction was to say, let us pray that God will make my father better. And we believe that God was able to do that.
那我们的头一个反应就是说，那我们祷告，求神使我的父亲好起来。我们相信神是无所不能的，神当然能够使我的父亲好。
But as we began to pray, somehow or other, we began to feel in our hearts that my father was not going to get better and that he was going to die.
但是当我们开始祷告的时候，我们就发现了圣灵在对我们讲话，我们就感觉到我们的父亲不会好，他要死。
And I believe that we were led by the Spirit of God to pray that my father would have help in the months that he had to live.
我们就被圣灵感动，我们这样的祷告，求神帮助我的父亲在这未来这6个月之内能够平平安安的过去。
It was a very sad experience for us, but we did feel, and we thanked God that somehow he had shared with us something of what he was doing.
那么这是一件很忧伤的事情，但是就在这样的祷告中间，我们就感觉得到圣灵安慰了我们，帮助了我们度过这段时间。
Perhaps if we prayed more, and perhaps if we waited more on the Lord, the Holy Spirit would teach us what we ought to pray for.
所以我们祷告的时候，如果我们肯在圣灵里面多等候、多仰望，圣灵会逐渐地一步步引导我们该怎么样祷告，为什么事情祷告。
And in this way, lead us into the will of the Lord.
那么这样子，圣灵就带领我们。
And then the third way the Holy Spirit helps us is in verse 15.
那圣灵所帮助我们的第三个方面，就是在第15节。
Verse 15 says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
第15节说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
We all say, we love the Lord Jesus.
我们都说我们爱主耶稣基督。
But sometimes we find it difficult to keep the commandments.
但是有时候我们发现，我们要遵守主耶稣基督的命令很困难。
And we cannot really keep these commandments in our own strength.
我们没有办法用我们自己的力量来守住他的这些命令。
It is just after this that Jesus says, And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter.
就是为了这个，所以主耶稣才祷告说，我要求父。
And I believe this passage is teaching us that the Holy Spirit not only helps us to work for Christ, and not only helps us in our prayers, but also helps us to truly love Him and helps us to keep His commandments.
所以刚才我们就讲到圣灵如何帮助我们，第一点就是帮助我们去做主的工，第二点帮助我们祷告。那么现在我们就看见第三点，圣灵会帮助我们爱主。
This, I believe, is the idea that is taught us in Romans chapter 8 and verse 4, which says that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
我想这正是罗马书第8章第4节所讲的，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体。
So, this passage teaches us that the Holy Spirit comes to give us power and strength to do these things.
所以这节圣经就让我们看见圣灵来，他给我们能力，给我们力量来做这些事情。
And now we're going to ask the question, how does the Holy Spirit give us this strength?
那么现在我们再思想另外一个问题，圣灵如何的给我们力量来做这些事情呢？
Let us read together another passage in chapter 16 and verses 12 to 15.
我们读另外一段的圣经，那就是16章，约翰福音16章12节到15节。我还有好些事要告诉你们。
但你们现在担当不了。只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，必要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
You see in verse 13 that the Spirit of God is called the Spirit of Truth.
你注意在第十三节，圣灵被称为真理的圣灵。
He is also called the Spirit of Truth in chapter 14 verse 17 where we read before.
在十四章十七节也称他为真理的圣灵。
And this is the first answer to our question. The Holy Spirit gives us power by teaching us the truth.
这里就是我们刚才所提出来的问题的第一个答案。刚才我们提出来的问题叫圣灵怎么样来帮助我们呢？如何来帮助我们呢？第一，就是借助真理，他把真理告诉我们，就帮助了我们。
I want you to look carefully at chapter 14 again and at verse 26.He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you.
在十四章二十六节，那你说宝惠师他怎么样来帮助我们？他要把一切的事情指教我们，叫我们想起主对我们所说的一切话。
I believe that when the Lord said he will bring to your remembrance, he was thinking.Of the way in which the Holy Spirit would help these disciples to write the New Testament.
我想主耶稣基督所讲，圣灵会叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切的话，正是指着使徒们后来写圣经说的。他们把福音书主耶稣所讲的话一点也不遗漏地写下来，因为是圣灵帮助他们。
And so the Holy Spirit teaches us the truth because through the Holy Spirit.We have received the inspired word of God.
所以圣灵他是真理的圣灵，他把真理告诉我们，借着圣经他让我们看见真理。
But it also says in that verse that he will teach you. And I believe that means he will help us to understand the interpretation of the scripture.
那些圣经里面也说圣灵还要指教我们。我想这个指教的意思就是当我们读圣经的时候，圣灵会光照我们，让我们读得明白。
In verse 13 of chapter 16, it says he will guide you into all the truth.
在十六章十三节，这里说真理要引导我们明白一切的真理。
And in verse 14 of chapter 16, it says he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you.
十四节的说。他要荣耀我，他要将授予我的告诉你们。
So he not only gives us the scriptures, helps us to understand them and guides us, but also helps us to see in the scriptures Jesus Christ.
所以圣灵他不但是引导我们把真理启示给我们，引导我们进入真理，来教训我们，光照我们明白真理，他也让我们能够进到耶稣基督里面去。
And if we can go back to chapter 14 again for a moment and to verse 27, just immediately after these verses about the Holy Spirit teaching us, we are told that the Lord Jesus will give us peace.
我们再回到十四章二十七节来看，圣灵会赐给我们平安。
And I believe this means.That through the truth which the Holy Spirit brings, we also have peace in our hearts.
我相信这个意思就是，当借着圣灵所给我们的真理，我们明白了真理以后，我们心里面就有了平安。
There is a great deal of error in the world in which we live.
我们所活在的这个世界上有很多错误、错谬的道理。
But the Holy Spirit brings us the truth.
但是圣灵就把我们带我们进入真理。
The truth about our Lord Jesus Christ, that He is the Son of God.
关于主耶稣基督的真理，让我们认识他是神的儿子。
The truth about God, that He loves us and is willing to forgive us.
关于神的真理，让我们看见神爱我们，
神愿意赦免我们。
The truth about ourselves, that we are sinful and need a Savior.
关于我们自己的真理，我们是一个罪人，我们需要一位救主。
The Christian who is led by the Holy Spirit, and all Christians should be, can be led into the truth.
所以凡是一个被圣灵所引导的基督徒，我们每一个基督徒都应该被圣灵所引导，我们能够进入真理。
But how are we able to get this truth for ourselves?
但是我们怎么样能够把这些真理能够用在我们身上呢？
I'd like to suggest five ways.
我愿意向各位建议有五个方法。
First of all, read the Bible.
第一，要读圣经。
Every day.
每天。
At least one chapter.
最少读一章。
And more, much more, if it is possible.
如果可能的话，读更多。
And then not only read, but secondly, pray about what you've read and ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand it.
第二，不但是读，你要祷告，求圣灵帮助你明白你所读的。
And then thirdly, discuss what you have read with other Christians.
第三，你跟别的基督徒来讨论。交谈你所读的。
Think of how much time we spend talking to one another, and we talk about things that are really quite unimportant.
你也想一想看，你每天浪费了多少时间跟人闲聊，讲一些不相干的事情。
Why don't we spend more time with each other discussing what we have read in the Bible?
为什么不跟基督徒在一起，用更多的时间来讨论圣经上的话呢？
In this way, we will help each other to understand it.
这样子我们就可以彼此的帮助来了解圣经。
And then fourthly, listen to those who teach the word of God to us.
第四，要留心去听那些教导我们的人，就是聚会。
For with their experience and with their insight, they can help us to understand the scriptures that we read.
因为借着他们的经历，借着他们的看见，能够帮助我们了解真理。
And then fifthly, read good books about the Bible.
然后最后第五，那就是读一些很好的关于圣经的书籍。
This will please the people at the back who are selling books.
我讲这样的话呢，在后面卖书的人呢，他最高兴了。
But there is so much of value that has been written down for us.And we can profit from reading good books that help us to understand the Bible.
但是这些书龄的人，他们所写下来的关于读经的一些书籍，实在对我们有很大的造就帮助。我们应该从他们得到益处。
So the Holy Spirit arms us with the truth.
所以圣灵用真理来武装了我们。
In Ephesians chapter 6.There is the picture of the Christian as a soldier.
在以弗所书第六章就把基督徒比方作一个军人。
And in verse 14 of Ephesians chapter 6, it says that the Christian soldier has his loins girded with truth.
那在第六章十四节就讲到我们全副的军装，那么其中有一个就是用真理当作带子束腰。
Perhaps I should take a moment to explain what that means.
也许我可以用这时间来解释这是什么意思。
The Roman soldier carried quite a number of arms with him.
罗马的兵丁啊，他们带了很多的军装。
And he also wore an armored tunic.
那也穿着一个盔甲。
Now he had a belt. He had a belt around his waist.
他有一个腰带系在腰上。
And it was this belt which held his armor and his tunic together.
那么这一个腰带呀，能够把他的军装能够系得很紧，把他的这个武器能够都就放在一起。
Without this belt, everything would be loose and he would be unable to move.
那如果没有这个腰带呀，他身上那些军装那些武器就松松垮垮的，他就没有办法行动。
Could you imagine how difficult it would be if I had no belt?
你可以想象看，如果我没有皮带啊，我怎么办？
And so this passage says that God has given us truth like a belt to make our armor secure.
所以这节圣经就讲到，神给我们真理， 当作一个腰带一样，使我们全身的军装都能够很稳固。
This belt enabled the Roman soldier to move quickly into battle.
这个腰带能够使那个罗马的兵丁在打仗的时候很方便的行动。
Without it, he would stumble and fall and be of no use.
没有腰带，他就会跌倒，就没有用处。
So we as Christians will be no use unless we have the truth which the Spirit of God gives us.
所以我们基督徒如果没有神所给我们的真理，我们就不能为神做工，就成了没有用的。
Stories and illustrations and experiences are valuable to us, but the most important thing is that we try to understand the truth that God has revealed to us.
故事、比方、比喻都是很重要的、很好的。但是如果没有真理，我们就不明白神所要我们明白的事情。
And so, this is the first way in which the Holy Spirit comforts us and makes us strong by teaching us the truth.
所以圣灵怎么样来帮助我们呢？就是把真理给我们，教导给我们。这是我们得到神圣灵的帮助的第一个方法。
Now, secondly, we're going to read in chapter 15 and verses 26 and 27.
第二，我们就看约翰福音第十五章二十六节、二十七节。但我要从父那里差宝贵师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了，就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
Now, in this passage, there is a second way in which the Holy Spirit makes us strong. He makes us a witness to our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这段圣经里面，就让我们看见圣灵第二个方法，他怎么样帮助我们，就是他使我们为主耶稣做见证。
He, the Holy Spirit, witnesses to Christ.
圣灵他是为耶稣基督做见证的。
We also witness for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也是为耶稣基督做见证的。
And it is the Holy Spirit who makes us witnesses. This is what we've been learning in Acts chapter 1 about the day of Pentecost.
是圣灵住在我们里面，使我们有能力去做见证。这在使徒行传第一章我们就可以看见。
He does this not only by helping us to speak about Jesus to others.
圣灵给我们能力做见证，不仅仅是我们会讲道，会讲话。
But he does this by making us and our lives like our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵会使我们的生活，使我们的生命，像我们的主耶稣基督，为他做见证。
The Holy Spirit enables us to grow into the image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵能够帮助我们长成满有基督长成的身量。
Of course, we have an old nature which is sinful, and we will always have it so long as we are in this world.
是我们有这个罪的天性，这个罪的天性就常常与我们同在，使我们不能够胜过。
But the Holy Spirit has given us a new nature.
但是圣灵来给我们一个新的性情。
And it is this new nature which will make us like our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这个新的性情能够使我们像我们的主耶稣基督。
We must resist the old nature and encourage the new nature.
我们一定要抗拒这个旧的性情，我们要顺从这个新的性情。
And we must allow the Holy Spirit to produce love and patience, the fruits of the Spirit,in our lives.
我们要让圣灵在我们生命上结出圣灵的果子来，仁爱啊，喜乐啊，忍耐啊，这些。
This he is able to do, and this he wants to do.
这个是圣灵他能够做的，也是圣灵所愿意做的。
And we are really strong when we live like Jesus Christ.
当我们活着像耶稣基督的时候，我们就能够强大。
Now the third thing that the Spirit of God does for us, we find in chapter 16 and from verses 7 to 11.
那么圣灵为我们帮助我们的第三方面，我们在第十六章七节到十一节看见。
Let's read these verses together.
那我们同声来念。
I'd like to ask you all if after this session we could all go outside into the sun so that I can take a photograph of you all to take back to Scotland with me.
这一堂我们散会以后，请大家到外边，我要跟大家照一张相，带回苏格兰去，给大家可以认识你们。
Thank you. Now we're going to continue our studies this morning in Leviticus chapter 23, and we're going to read verses 22-25.
今天早上我们要继续看利未记二十三章。我们要从二十二节看到二十五节，利未记二十三章二十二节，在你们的地收割庄稼，不可割尽田角，也不可失取所遗落的，要留给穷人和寄居的。我是耶和华你们的神。耶和华对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人说。”七月初一，你们要守为圣安息日，要吹角做纪念，当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做，要将火祭献给耶和华。
Now from this reading, you'll see that we're still learning about some of the festivals which were associated with harvest time.
从刚才我们所读的经文。你会发现我们现在还是在看跟收割跟收成有关系的节期。
It's very interesting to notice how generous our God is, for he tells them that in reaping the harvest, verse 22, they are to leave something in the fields for the poor and for the strangers.
我们看见神多么的有慈爱有怜悯，他叫我们收割庄稼的时候，不要把那个田角，那个角里面的庄稼也收割，丢下来的遗落的也不要捡起来，要留给穷人。
And then in verse 24, we have the festival which we're going to think about this morning, which is called the festival of the blowing of trumpets.
然后在第二十四节，就是我们今天早晨所要看的。这八个节期中间的第六个，那就是吹角节。
You can also read about this festival in Numbers chapter 29 and from verse 1, but we'll not read these verses now.
那么你可以在民数记第二十九章从第一节开始也看到吹角节的记载。
Now, what is the idea of blowing of trumpets?
吹角是什么意思呢?
It is that God is calling his people together. It has the idea of a summons by God.
吹角有呼召的意思。神用角声把他的百姓呼召到一起来。
We also read about trumpets in Numbers chapter 10, verses 2-10. We read about the silver trumpets, which were to call the people together.
在民数记第十章二节到十节，那里我们也看见吹角，那里是吹一个银的角，要招聚百姓来打仗。
These trumpets were blown to gather the people together, sometimes for worship,sometimes for instruction, and sometimes to go into battle.
吹角把百姓们召聚在一起来，召聚到一起来，有三个用处，有三个作用。第一，就是召聚他们来敬拜神；第二，就是召聚他们来听教训，听教训；第三，召聚他们来打仗。
Now I want you to notice,But in verse 24, this festival was held on the first day of the seventh month.
我注意第二十四节，说这个吹角啊，要在七月初一，七月初一。
The seventh month was the month that came right at the end of the harvest.
我们讲过，七月是
以色列人的连续六个月的收成的季节的最后的一个月。
About September or October in our calendar.
按照我们阳历来算呢，大概是九月、十月的样子，思想的吹角节。
On the 10th day of the 7th month was the great day of atonement, which we'll think about tonight.
十号，七月初十，就是赎罪日，这是今天晚上我们要思想的一个节期。
We read about that in verse 28.
那就是在第二十八节所提到的。
And then the third great festival in this month was from the 15th to the 21st day, and it was the festival of tabernacles.
那么第三个重要的节期，七月份有三个重要的节期，一个是初一，就是吹角节，一个是初十，赎罪日，那么另外就是祝棚节。祝棚节很长，从十五号到二十一号都是祝棚节。
We'll think about that festival tomorrow morning.
明天早晨我们要思想祝棚节。
Now the important point that I'd like us to grasp is that this festival of the blowing of trumpets indicated the end of the harvest.
一件重要的事情我要各位记住的，就是这一个吹角啊，就是表明犹太人的收成的季节终了了，要结束了，这个时候就吹角。
And in these verses that we've read together, we can see that there are three important ideas that are associated with this festival.
有三个重要的观念跟这个节期有关系的，我要跟各位提到。
The first is the idea of preparation.
第一就是预备。
God was calling his people together to prepare for this very holy month, which included the Day of Atonement.
神就是借着吹角要告诉以色列人都要预备心，要预备，要准备，因为七月份是一个圣月，这个月有三个重要的大节期，所以在七月一号就吹角叫大家预备。
In verse 24, it is called a holy convocation. It was a holy, solemn moment of preparation.
第二十四节说这个叫做圣会，所以大家要预备心来准备这个圣会。
The minds of the people were being prepared for what lay ahead in this month.
所以百姓们的心要预备好来迎接这一个圣月。
Now the second idea is the idea of remembering.
第二个观念就是纪念。
For it is called in verse 24 a memorial proclaimed by the blowing of trumpets.
因为在二十四节说要吹角做纪念。
And the people were to remember two things.
百姓们要纪念两件事情。
They were remembering God's faithfulness and goodness to them in giving them another harvest.
他们要纪念神的慈爱，神的良善，神已经给他们另外一个丰收的季节。
But they were also remembering much more than this. They were remembering that God had been with them all through their history, going right back to the time of the Exodus.
但是另外还有一个更重要的纪念，就是要纪念自从出埃及以来，神一直看顾他们，与他们同在。
And at this festival, as verse 25 teaches us, they had to present an offering by fire to the Lord.
所以在这个节期，二十五节告诉我们，他们要向神献火祭。
This also reminded them that God had made a covenant with them, and that was based upon sacrifice.
这个也提醒他们纪念神跟他们定过了约，而这个约是要借着他们的牺牲来成就的。
So, the blowing of the trumpets meant, first of all, that they had to prepare themselves,And secondly, that they were to remember God's faithfulness to them.
所以我们讲这个吹角节的意义， 第一啊，就是要预备，他们要预备心，准备度这个圣月。那么第二就是要纪念，他们要纪念神给他们这一次的收成，也要纪念从出埃及以来神的恩典。
But the third idea associated with this festival is the idea of rest.
第三，我们讲到有三个重要的关。
On our hearts to bring to the Lord.
我们在一起祷告的时候，我们的心也要预备好，我们有一个负担在神的面前祷告。
Or when we come together to learn, as we are doing this morning, we should come with a prayer in our hearts that the Holy Spirit will teach us from His Word.
或者是我们在一起来研究神的话语，好像今天早晨一样的，我们也要先预备我们的心，让圣灵叫我们能够领受神的话。
So when we come together, there is not only something to prepare for, but there is also something to remember.
所以当我们在一起聚集的时候，不但是要预备，我们也要纪念。
This is especially true when we come together on the first day of the week to remember our Lord Jesus Christ.
特别是当我们七日的第一日，我们聚会擘饼的时候，我们更是要纪念。
We are specially thinking of how He came into the world, how He died, and how He rose again.
我们特别要纪念主耶稣基督怎么样来到这个世界，怎么样他为我们死，怎么样复活。
But whenever we come together, we should always be thinking of what God has done for us in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每一逢聚集的时候，我们都要纪念主耶稣基督为我们所成就的救恩。
Not only what He did long ago in history at Calvary,
不但是他在历史上多年以前在哥哥他所成就的，
but we should always be thinking of God's constant faithfulness to us every day of our lives, and this should make us praise Him.
我们也应该纪念神每时每刻在我们日常生活里面对我们的看顾保守。
Well, these are two ways in which we can think about God calling us together in the gospel and in Christian fellowship.
所以这就是我们如何来纪念，来思想神的恩典，我们在福音上，在基督徒的交通上。
But I want us to think of another way in which God will call us together in a very special way.
这是我要各位思想另外一方面，神怎么呼召我们，他特别的把我们呼召到一起。
I really want us to think about the time when our Lord Jesus Christ shall return, and we shall all be gathered together to Him.
我特别的想到当主耶稣基督再来的时候，他要把我们大家都召在一起。
Now we have been learning in these studies that presently we are living in the great age of the harvest of the gospel.
我们查考圣经，我们已经看到，我们现在正是活在一个收割的时代，这个是个大有收成。
But this harvest age will end someday.
但是这一个收割的时代，有一天要结束。
It will end when the Lord of the harvest Himself comes back again.
那就是等庄稼的主他再来的时候。
And we know from the New Testament that we will be gathered together to Him.
我们从新约圣经里面看见，到了一天，他要把我们聚集在一起到他面前。
Now I do not want to stretch the Bible, but it is very interesting that when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back again, there will be the sound of the trumpet.
那么圣经里清楚地告诉我们说，当主耶稣基督再来的时候，有嚼声要吹响。
Three times in the New Testament, we read about the blowing of the trumpet when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back again.
新约圣经里面有三次，有三处地方讲到主耶稣基督再来的时候有嚼声要吹响。
Let's read these passages together.
那我们可以读一读这三处的圣经。
The first is in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 24 and verse 31.
头一个是在马太福音第二十四章三十一节。
Verses 30 and 31.
马太福音二十四章三十节三十一节，那是人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。他要差遣使者，用号筒的大声，将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都招聚了来。
So you see in verse 31 that he sends out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds.
这里看三十一节，主耶稣要差遣他的使者用
超同的大声把他的选民都招聚了来。
Let's also read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第二处让我们看哥林多前书第十五章。哥林多前书第十五章
Verse 51 and 52.
五十一节五十二节。哥林多前书第十五章五十一节，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就在一霎时眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏，我们也要改变。
Now this is the great moment for which we all wait, the great moment when Jesus comes, and this passage says it will be at the last trumpet.
这是我们每一个人所等候的一个伟大的时刻，在那个时候号筒要吹响，末次吹响的时候，我们要改变。
And let us also read now in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
第三处的圣经就在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
And let us read verses 13 to 18.
十三节到十八节。帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章，十三节到十八节。论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们的活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
Now this is a very wonderful picture which we are getting from our study of Leviticus chapter 23.
这是一幅很奇妙的图画，我们从利未记二十三章可以看到现在。
Here we are seeing that right at the end of the harvest, there is the blowing of the trumpets to bring the people together.
我们看到利未记二十三章，正在这个收果的季节要结束的时候，就有号筒吹响，把百姓们聚集在一起。
I pointed out earlier in the meeting that during the harvest, they were to leave in their fields.Something for the poor and for the stranger.
我刚才讲到，在收割的时候，那个田角啊要留一点，还要掉到地上的不要捡起来。
This is what God is doing now in our world. He is bringing the gospel to us who are poor and who are strangers.
这就是今天主耶稣基督的福音，他不但是给我们，他也给那些穷苦的人，那些贫穷的人。
We are poor in heart.Because we are sinners.
因为我们是罪人，所以我们在心灵里面虚空贫穷。
We are strangers because we are Gentiles.
我们是客旅，因为我们是外邦人。
But God has reached out to us and saved us and brought us into his family.
但是神叫福音能够临到我们，拯救了我们，使我们来到他的家庭里面。
And the great harvest is still in progress all over the world.God is bringing people to himself in Christ.
这个大的收成今天还在继续，神在各地各方带领人回到他的面前。
We find this idea of the harvest in the New Testament in a number of passages.
我们在新约里面看见主耶稣用这个收割庄稼来比方这个福音的时代，在很多地方。
We also sing about it in one of our hymns, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves.
我们也唱了诗歌，说我们种子撒于早晚，我们把禾捆收回家。
And so we are at work still in God's harvest.
所以我们还是在神的庄稼的田园里面在工作。
But what we are learning now is that when Jesus comes, that will be the end of harvest.
但是我们要学习，当主耶稣基督再来的时候，这个收割的时期就结束了。
The trumpet will sound, Jesus will come, and the harvest will end.
那个号筒要响，主耶稣要来，收割的时间就完了。
And just as at the Feast of Trumpets, the people were all come together, so when Jesus comes, we shall be together.
那么正如同在吹角节的时候，百姓们聚集在一起，同样的，在主耶稣基督号筒响的时候，我们神的儿女们，我们也要聚集在一起。
Not only those of us who are here, but all Christ's people from every age.
不但是我们今天在座的各位，就是历世历代所有的信徒都聚集在一起。
And it is the sound of the trumpet and the voice of the Lord that will bring us together.
是那个号筒的声音，主耶稣基督的声音，把我们召聚到一起。
And in verse 17 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, this is what it says, we shall be caught up together.
在第十七节，帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十七节说，我们要被提到云里。
This will really be a holy convocation for us.
这实在是对我们来讲是一个圣会。
And not only that, but if we look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 7, we are taught that in this day we shall have rest. We who are afflicted shall have rest when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven.
不但如此，在帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第七节，这里讲到使我们这受患难的人得到平安，也就是得到安息。
You remember that we've learned already this morning that at the blowing of the trumpets there was rest for the people.
你记得我们刚才讲的这个吹角节的意思有三个，第一个是预备，那么第三个就是安息。
So at this great festival of the blowing of the trumpet, when Jesus comes, we shall enter our eternal rest.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候，号筒末次吹响的时候，我们就要进入到永远的安息里面。
Now we're going to think a little further about the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们再多思想一点主耶稣基督的再来。
There are three things about it I'd like to say to you.
有三件事情我要跟各位讲的。
The first is that our Lord Jesus Christ's promise to come again is very clear.
第一，主耶稣基督清清楚楚地应许我们他要再来。
In John chapter 14, and at verse 1, and in the verses that follow, he says, If I go, I will come again.
在约翰福音第十四章第一节开始，主耶稣说，我若去了，就必再来。
And this is repeated in Acts chapter 1, where the angel said, This same Jesus shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go.
在使徒行传第一章，天使也是照样的说，这被接上升的耶稣，你们看他怎么样去，他要照样的再来。
Somebody has worked out that in the New Testament there are about 320 references to the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ.
有人曾经计算，在新约圣经里面提到主耶稣基督再来的经节有320处之多。
So it is one of the big doctrines of the Bible.
所以说主耶稣再来是圣经里面的伟大的教义之一。
Now, if we really believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we cannot doubt his promise.
如果我们真正的相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，我们就不可能怀疑他的应许。
And of course, we believe firmly that Jesus Christ will really come again.
当然，我们深深的相信主耶稣基督实实在在会来。
Not everybody believes this, though.
今天不是每一个人都这么信。
In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4, we read about those who scoff and who say, Where is the promise of his coming?
在彼得后书第三章第四节，我们看见在末世的时候，有人要出来讥笑，说主要再来的应许在哪里呢？
They say, everything just continues as it has always been since the beginning of the world.
他们说万物跟起初神创造天地的时候是一样的。
But we say no, Jesus is coming again.
但是我们回答说不，耶稣基督一定要再来。
Because he said so.
因为耶稣基督这样的讲。
And so to us, the promise is very clear.
所以对我们来说，主耶稣的应许是非常清楚的。
Now we can say secondly, that the signs are very clear.
那么刚才我们讲的主的应许是非常的清楚，那么第二意象是非常的清楚。
Of course, we do not know when our Lord Jesus will come.
当然我们不知道我们的主什么时候来。
We don't know the exact hour.
我们不知道他来的缺失的是哪一点钟。
No one knows that, only the Father.
没有一个人知道，只有天父知道。
But the New Testament teaches us that there are certain things that will happen before Jesus comes.
但是新约圣经里面告诉我们说，主耶稣再来之前有一些异象，或者说有一些兆头。
We could read about this in many parts of the New Testament, but we could think of Matthew chapter 24, where we read together this morning.
我们可以提到新约圣经里面很多的地方，但是今天早上我们只要提一处，就是马太福音二十四章。
In that chapter, Jesus taught a number of things.
在那一章圣经里面，耶稣讲到好些的事情。
He taught, first of all, that the city of Jerusalem was going to be destroyed.
首先呢，预言讲到耶路撒冷城要被毁。
And that happened only a few years after he said so, in the year AD 70.
那个在主耶稣基督讲这话之后不久，到了主后七十年就应验了。耶路撒冷城就被毁了。
He also said, verse 14, that the gospel would be preached in all the world.
耶稣在马太福音二十四章十四节也预言讲了福音要传遍天下。
And that has happened and is happening.
那这件事情也应验了，并且现在福音继续不断地在传遍天下。
But he also said another very, very interesting thing, which is written for us in Luke chapter 22 and verse 24.
但是主耶稣也讲到另外一个很重要的事情，那个也记载在路加福音二十一章二十四节。
I'm sorry, chapter 21 and verse 24.
路加福音二十一章二十四节。
This is what he said, speaking of the destruction of Jerusalem. He said, they will fall by the edge of the sword and will be led captive among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
在那里主耶稣讲说，他们要倒在刀下，又被掳到国国去，耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏，直到外邦人的日期满了。
There is something very important about Jerusalem and about the Jewish people.
这里有一件事情跟耶路撒冷跟犹太人非常有关系的。
I was reading the China Post yesterday, and there they were, right on the front page.
昨天我读这个中国邮报，在上边就有一个头一页有一个标题。
Something very interesting is happening in that land.
在耶路撒冷，在巴勒斯坦，有一件重要的事情在发生。
I believe that what Jesus was saying here was,that after the city of Jerusalem was destroyed in the year 70, it would be trodden down by the Gentiles until the end or near the end of this age.
我相信主耶稣这里讲这话的意思，就是说在主后七十年，耶路撒冷被毁以后，耶路撒冷这个地方要被外邦人占据，要践踏，一直到这个世界快要结束之前。
Do you know that in every century since the first century, the city of Jerusalem has belonged to the Gentile nations?
你知道自从第一世纪以后，耶路撒冷一直在外邦人的手里面。
It belonged to the Romans, it belonged to the Turks, it even belonged to the British.
那么耶路撒冷归土耳其人所管辖。被回教徒所管辖，甚至一度被英国人所管辖。
For 19 long centuries, that city has not belonged to the Jewish people.
1900年之久，耶路撒冷城始终没有归犹太人所管。
In 1948, when they came back to their land, they possessed half of the city.
在1948年，当犹太人建国的时候，以色列建国的时候。他们得到了这个城市的一半。
And in 1967, for the first time in 1900 years, they owned the whole city.
到了1967年，可以说是1900年以来第一次，犹太人得到了整个的耶路撒冷全城。
It was the first time since Jesus spoke these words that Jerusalem was not trodden down of the Gentiles.
当主耶稣基督讲这个话以后，这是第一次耶路撒冷不是被外邦人所践踏。
Now, of course, we cannot be absolutely sure that they will not lose the city again.
当然，我们不能确定地说犹太人他们不会再失去这个城。
But it seems to me that the signs are very clear. Something very wonderful is happening, and the word of the Lord is being fulfilled.
但是对我看起来，觉得这个预兆、这个意象是很清楚，啊，是主耶稣基督快要来了。
I believe this means that the coming of our Lord Jesus is very near.
我相信这件事情就表明主耶稣基督的再来是在眼前了。
But there are other signs. This is only one.
那么还有很多其他的一些预兆，这是不过是其中之一。
Jesus said at the end time, people would not worship God, but they would worship man.
耶稣曾经讲过，在世界的末期，人不敬拜神，人要敬拜人。
This is what is happening also in our world. Men are worshipping man.
那么今天在我们世界上也正是这样的应验了，人在拜人。
And Jesus said that he would come again in an hour at a time when he was least expected.
耶稣讲。
Signs are clear.
所以对我们来说，不但是主耶稣的应许是清楚的，而且这些意象、这些预兆也是清楚的。
But the third thing I want to say to you is that as we think about the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ, our responsibilities are clear.
第三点，当我们思想到主耶稣再来的时候，我们想到不但是主的应许是清楚的，预兆是清楚的，主给我们的责任去传主的福音，这个责任也是清楚的。
Jesus said, because we know he has promised to come, we should be watching for his coming.
耶稣说，因为我们知道，我们相信他的应许，他要来，那我们就应该要警醒，等候他来。
Now I'm going to ask you to look at four scriptures, each of which teaches something about our responsibility as we think of Jesus coming.
我要各位看四处的圣经，每一处都讲到主耶稣就要来，我们应该有什么样的责任。
In my Bible, in the English Bible, each of these scriptures has the phrase until he come.
在英文圣经里面，每一处的圣经都有这一句话说直到主来。
The first is in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23.
头一个就是哥林多前书第十一章二十三节。
Again, I'm sorry, it's verse 26.
二十六节。
We'll read this verse.
我们要念这个哥林多前书第十一章二十六节，请同声念。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，是等到他来。
Here is something we have to do until the Lord comes.
这是我们要做的第一件事情，如何的等候主耶稣再来。
We have been thinking of this a number of times already. It is the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup, and we do it until he comes.
我们已经讲过几次，我们在一起擘饼纪念主，我们在一起分这个杯喝主的杯，我们就是纪念，一直等到主耶稣来。
When he comes, we shall not need to do it anymore.For we shall see him face to face.
当他来了，我们就不需要再来擘饼纪念了，因为我们面对面跟他在一起了。
Now let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5.
那么第二处，我们看哥林多前书第四章第五节。
We'll read this verse.
哥林多前书第四章第五节，请同声念。所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，那是个人要从神那里得着称赞。
Now this verse says we are not to judge until the Lord comes.
这件事情说我们不要论断，
一直到主耶稣来。
Now this really means that we are not to be critical of the motives of other people.
这一节圣经的意思就是说，我们不要随便的去论断别人的存心，别人的动机。
We often spoil ourselves and we spoil others by judging their motives.
我们常常误会了别人，别人的动机，别人的心的意思我们不知道，我们随便的论断。
This passage is saying, don't be critical of your Christian brothers and sisters, because the Lord will judge when he comes.
这节圣经就是说，你不要去论断你的弟兄姊妹，因为主耶稣要来，主耶稣要判断。
So our duty until the Lord comes is to love our brothers and sisters and not to be critical of them.
所以我们在主的面前等候主耶稣再来，我们有什么责任呢？就是我们要爱我们的弟兄姊妹，不要去论断我们的弟兄姊妹。
Let's read thirdly in John chapter 21 and verse 22.
第三处，那就是在约翰福音二十一章二十二节。约翰福音第二十一章二十二节，找到我们同声念。耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候，与你活干，你跟从我吧。
Here is another responsibility that we have. The Lord is teaching us that we have to follow him until he comes.
这里讲到我们等候主耶稣再来，我们第三个责任，主耶稣要我们跟从他。
The Lord wants each of us to follow him and to serve him with the ability that he has given us.
主耶稣要我们每一个人，我们跟从他，尽我们的力量侍奉他，一直等到他再来。
And the last verse I want you to look at is in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 25.
最后一个那我要各位看的就是在启示录第二章二十五节。
It is a short verse. Let us read it.
这些圣经很短，找到以后请我们同声读启示录第二章二十五节。我们起读，但你们已经有的总要死守，是等到我来。
The Lord wants us to hold fast, to be faithful in what we believe and in what we do until he comes.
主耶稣要我们忠心，要我们持守我们所有的所得到的信仰，一直到主耶稣再来。
So the promise is clear, the signs are clear, and our duty is clear until Jesus comes.
所以刚才我讲的三个清楚的事情，主耶稣再来他的应许是清楚的，主耶稣再来他的预兆是清楚的，主耶稣再来我们的责任是清楚的。那么他刚才讲到我们有四个责任，他说英文的圣经里面都有主耶稣知道主来这一句话，中文圣经里面一样的也有。 I just told them that in the Chinese Bible we have here that he comes.
Some time ago I read a very interesting story about President Eisenhower, the late President of the United States.
以前我读过一个故事，讲到美国的总统艾森豪的事。
He was once visiting the American city of Denver.
他有一次到了美国一个城市叫做丹佛，到了城。
And on a Saturday evening when he was there, he read in the evening newspaper about a little boy who had been very ill and who was very seriously crippled.
在礼拜六的晚上，他读报纸读到有一个小孩子，他病得很重，他是残废了。
He made up his mind that on the next morning, Sunday morning, he was going to make a special visit to the home of this little boy.
他就心里面就定下一个意思来说，第二天早晨，礼拜天的早晨，他要到这个小孩子家里面去拜访。
He found out from his assistants where the little boy lived, and without telling anyone, he went to that house.
他就向他的下面的人打听这个孩子住在什么地方，他没有告诉任何别人。他就直接地到这孩子家里面去了。
It was down in the center of Denver, and it was early on Sunday morning.
那么那是在丹佛市的市中心区，是在礼拜天的清晨。
There were very few people about.
那街上很少人。
And he went to the door and he knocked on the door.
他到这个门口就敲这个门。
And he had to wait for quite a long time before anyone answered.
他等了很久很久才有人来开门。
And eventually, the little boy's father opened the door.
那么是这个小孩子的父亲把这个门打开了。
It was Sunday morning. He had no work to do. He had been having a long lie in bed.
那么他是在礼拜天早晨，他不知道怎么办，所以他就打开门来。
He wasn't expecting any visitors.
他没有想到在礼拜天的早晨会有人来探访他。
He was a little annoyed at being wakened at this time of the morning.
甚至他早晨正在睡觉睡得很熟的时候被人吵醒，他也得不大高兴。
He opened the door and expected to find the milkman or somebody like that.
他就要打开门了，他以为大概是送牛奶的或者是送什么的，所以他要生气要骂他一顿。
But when he opened the door, he couldn't believe his eyes. It was the President of the United States.
可当他打开门一看时，他简直不敢相信，他的眼睛所看见的是美国的总统。
What a shock he got.
那对他是一个震惊。
And later, he was talking to somebody from the press.
那么后来他就对这个记者讲。
And the newspaper man said to him, How did you feel?